The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Saiti Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Perek begins Mishnah. Elu Ne'amarin B'chol Lashon. The following kriyas may be said in any language. And the Mishnah lists many different kriyas. One of them that's listed is Kriyashma. That Kriyashma may be said B'chol Lashon, not just in Lashon HaKadosh, with the condition that the person who sang it understands the Lashon that he sang. This halach is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen Samach Beis Sif Beis Yochel L'Kreisa B'chol Lashon. That's all it says, that you could say it in any Lashon. So the Mishnah Berurah here brings from the Achronim, as we just mentioned, V'davka Shemevin Bo'isei HaLashon, that it's talking specifically in a case where a person understands the Lashon that he's saying. Okay, so that seems to be a double bar. However, the Bir Halacha goes on and says a very big chiddush halacha. The Bir Halacha says as follows: it's in the Ramaschal Yochel LeKreisa, about halfway through. He says, "Vada oit, the nearly bepshitus, the oison dvarim hanemarin b'chol lashon." He says, it seems to me as a double pashut that all the kriyas which can be said b'chol lashon who davka im anshe oisay hamedina medabrin kach. It's talking b'davka in a case where the person is located in the Medina where they speak that language. For example, a person is in Spain and he wants to say Kriyashma in Spanish. But let's say he's in Spain and he wants to say Kriyashma in Chinese, which they don't speak in Spain. Only he and several other individuals speak this language. In this country, this particular language is not considered a language. Then he asks, what about Lashon Kodesh? I, Lashon Kodesh works everywhere. He says that's Pashut, because Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon Mitzat HaEtzem, Mitzat HaTmusa. Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon Mashenkin Shah Lashon. What makes it into a language? Only the fact that people decide to speak it. There's nothing B'Etzem natural about Spanish or Chinese or any other language. It's just that people speak it. Okay, so it's Tak only works in the Medina where the people actually speak it. That's the Chiddush Mishaburu says. He goes on and he brings two rayas to this. Let's talk about the rayas. The first raya he brings is the Gemara in Kedushin, the Avavah Ben Aleph. The Gemara says, when a person is Mekadosh in Ishin, he has to say Harayat Mekudeshesli, he has to say a Lashon of Kedushin. So the Gemara declares about different types of Lashonis, whether they are valid Lashonis of Kedushin, or do they have other meanings. So the Gemara says that if a person says Harufasi, that you are my Harufa, like the Lashon of the Pasuk that it says by Shivcha Harufa, Shivcha Nacharefes L'ish. So if a person says such a Lashon, Harufasi, so the Gemara says, in Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, if he says that, Mekudeshes. Why? Because in Yehuda they call an Arusa Harufa. But B'Shar Mekaymes, anywhere else, like in Galil, or elsewhere, in Chutzlaretz, Eino Mekudeshes. There's no Kedushin, because it doesn't mean Kedushin in those places. The Bialacha says, Avshish Neim Kivnu Lashem Kedushin, even though they both have Kavanah for Kedushin, and Kedushin doesn't have to be Lashem Kodesh, maybe it's not even a Milam Lashem Kodesh, as opposed to Kriyishma. Afal Pikain Zokta, Kivon De'ein Lashem Zel Lashem Kedushin, Ba'isay Mokim, it's as if you didn't say anything, so there's no Kedushin. He brings that to Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like that as well. That's his first rayah. You see that the Lashon Harufasi, the Lashon for Kedushin has to be Muvin as Kedushin in that particular locale. That's his first Lashon, his first rayah. He says, Suadin and Kriyishma. The second rayah he brings, he says, Kenza Matzasi Virtva, in the beginning of Nidarim. The Mishnah says, Kol Kinui Nidarim Kinidarim. What's a Kinui? It says, Machaik's in the Gemara. What my Adam says, a Kinui is Lashon Shebadu Lehem Chachamim. They're words that the Chachamim created for whatever reason, the Gemara says. And the other Ma'adamah says, it's Lashon Umois, Lashon Nachrim. Means Pashut, that's a different language. So the Mashal, if in Lashon Kodesh, the word is Nazir. So in some other language, there's a word Naziach, or Paziach. Different words, which have the same meaning as the words in Lashon Kodesh. So, according to that Ma'adamah, that it's Lashon Nachrim, that it's just a different language, the Ritva says as follows. Read the Ritva inside. Lashon Gaim Shekairin Lekarben Kainam Ol Shavua Shavusa, or like we mentioned, Nazir and Naziach. The Imba Oisay Makim Bilvad. If in that particular place where they speak that way, Nadar Ainishba B'Shemis Elu, If in that place where they use that word, you did it, then it's not a neder. If you say such a word in a different place, then it's not a neder. If you use that word, let's say they use the word kainam for carbon in Spain, and you're in China, where they don't use that word. Maybe they have a Chinese word. And you say kainam, there's no neder. Because that's not used in that place, and that is not considered a kinui. That's what the Ritva says. It says, Dr. Bir Halacha, so it's the same thing over here. Just like by neder, we say that you have to, if you use Shal Shainis, it has to be Mufin Ba'isim Makim. So who are then, Dr. Mishabura, the same thing with Gabi Krishma, that it's, if you use Shal Shainis, it only works in such a place where they speak that way. That's the Bir Halacha says. Now, in the Shulei HaGilyon, on the Gilyon of the Mishabura, in some of the later Maduras, so the Mishabura himself wrote a Hagah. He says, Omna Mayanti Bissim and Tafresh Tzadik Siftes, he says in Hilchos Megillah, L'chayr Adlai Mashma Kedvarein. If you look there in Hilchos Megillah, you'll see that it's not Mashma like this. Then he says maybe Megillah is more Kal, because of Bissim Menisa, but then he says the Ran is not Mashma like that, and he ends off with Tzarchi and Lamaisa. So what's this Raya from Megillah? So I'm not 100% sure, but let's see what it says there. Tafresh Tzadik Siftes, the Mechaber says, so we're talking here about learning Megillah b'shal l'shaynis. The Mechaber says, "Hoysa k'sufa targum oy b'loshan acheres mil l'shaynis ha'akum." If the Megillah was written in a different language, lo yotze yidei chagosa b'kriyosa ela hamakir oyse haloshan b'lvat. The only person who would be yotze is somebody who understands that loshan. Okay, so shnei d'ah knows the Megillah that a person who does understand that loshan is yotze, right? That's clearly the implication. So it seems that the Mishabura is, what's his raya from there? So what do you see from there? It seems that he understood that Pashat, it doesn't say over there any limitations, that it only works in a place, in a Medina where they speak that language. So the Mashma, it says it works everywhere. As long as the person learning it understands that language. That's the Pashat what his raya is. Maybe there's more to it, which I wasn't aiming on. That's what it seems his raya is. I'm just not really sure why that's such a great raya, more than the halacha that it says over here in Krishma. In other words, the way we're explaining his raya, the raya is simply that it doesn't say over there what the Mishabura is saying here. The Hainu doesn't say that it's limited to a makam where they understand that language. Okay, it doesn't say that in Hilchos Krishma either, it just says the Kari B'chal Loshen. So why do you bring a raya from here, from the Stimus HaMechaber and the Stimus HaPreskin? If that's not a raya, why is it a raya in Megillah? I don't know, maybe because there's more details over there, so it should have said it. I'm not sure. I'll go upon the Mishabura blibes with the Tzarchi and Lamais. Okay. Now, L'chayri Yesh Makam Lodun on the two rayas that the Bir Halacha brings over here. First he has a raya from the Kedushin, and the second raya from the Dar. The raya from Kedushin, L'chayri is very shver. Because over there, if he said Chayrufasi, not in Yehuda, it has a different meaning. The word Chayrufasi in Shar Mekoymis means, as the Rishonim explained over there, it means Yechidasi. It means that you are Miyuchedis to me. And the Gemara said earlier in the first that if you say Hareat Miyuchedes or Miyuchadasi or something like that, the Gemara says that's not a Kedushin, because that's not a Lashon of Kedushin. Yichud is not the same as Kedushin. So clearly, it would be the same thing by Chayrufasi. If you're in a place where Chayrufasi means Kedushin, so that means you said a Lashon of Kedushin. But if you're in a place where Chayrufasi does not mean Kedushin, it means something entirely different, it doesn't matter what you thought, what you meant. You said something which has a different meaning. Masha'enkein in our noise here with Krishma, the Mishabura is not saying you said a word or a language which has a different meaning in a different place. If you speak Chinese in Spain, most likely, and certainly the Stam of the Milsa is, it's not the pshat that the words you said have a different meaning in Spanish than in French. It has no meaning in Spanish. The Mishabura is coming to say in Chiddush that if you say a word which is not spoken in this Medina, you're not yoitz with it. Not because the word has a different meaning over here, but because, as he explains, he says because it doesn't have a Torah's Lashon, because there's no Heskam HaMedina. That's not the Pshat by Charufasi, because there's no Heskam HaMedina. By Charufasi, the Pshat is because it has a different meaning. So Avada, if there's a word, let's say in English and in Spanish, you say the same word and it has two different meanings, right? And you find that occasionally, certain words have different meanings. Well, just to give a simple example, let's say the word who. In English, who means, like, which person. In Lashon Kodesh, the word who means him. So if you say the word who in a place where you speak English, okay, so we understand what it means. But if you say the word who in some other place, then a person, then maybe the havan of what you're saying is who meaning him. Uchadayma and any other such kind of word, like chayrufasi. Chayrufasi in Shamakayim, this does not mean kedushin, it means yichud. So that's why the Gemara is saying it's not a kedushin. Mashenkin and Krishma, we're not saying that he said a word which has a different meaning, we're saying he said a word which has no meaning in this place. Okay, but the halacha is if he understands it, he's yotze. Mechatei senatul, chayr is no raya from that Gemara. So, what was his raya from that Gemara? That's the first raya. The second raya that he brings from the Dorim is Yesh Lodin boy also. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezai, this is how he brings the halacha of kinuyim. Yesh mekaymeis sha'ansheihem ilgim. There are places that the people who live there, they don't speak clearly. They don't pronounce words properly. U'mafsidin es haloshen. They ruin the language. U'mechanen al dover bedover acher. And they call one thing by some other name. They don't pronounce the words properly. They don't use the proper words. Ha'olchen sham acher ha'kinuy. So we will follow the kinuy the way they speak there. Ketzad. Kol kinuy carbon ke carbon. Ha'imer hare alai kainam, kainuch, kainuz. Hare elu kinuy in the carbon. These are all ways of mispronouncing the word carbon. Chorak, choraf, chorach. These are kinuy in fecherem. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh ha'olchen acher loshen klal ha'am ba'oisei mokim u'ba'oisei zman. So what do you see here in the Rambam? The Rambam is explaining a kinoi, even though he's going with Lashon Umais, right? He's not learning Lashon Shabbat Olam Chacham. He's saying with Lashon Umais, it's the way they speak there, but it's not Stam a different language. It's a language which is mispronounced. It comes from a mispronunciation of words. So the Rambam, that's a kinoi, and Kol Kinoi Nedarim Kedarim. So the Ran also really says this. The Ran on the basis of an Alpha Nedarim, the Ran is the Kasha that according to the man, the Omar, that kinuyim are lashon nochrim, so why does the Mishnah chap on these cases? Mishnah should just say that lashon nochrim is works in an edda. And for the Ran, the Rabusa Hashminon, the Laimi Bai b'lashonis nochrim shehem lashonis gemurim, that it's a good edda. He says Laimi Bai if you speak some other language, you speak English or you speak Spanish or Chinese, that's a real language. So of course, if you made an edda in Chinese, it's an edda. Then he said, but see, as the chiddush of the mission is shafilu b'lashon is she'enon gemurin. There's something called the lashon she'enay gomer, like maybe you call it a slang or a mispronunciation. Kigain elu kainam kainoch. He says that's not a real lashon because he says it's lashon kodesh she'nishtabish. It became a mispronunciation of lashon kodesh. Like we have that nowadays also. Certain words from lashon kodesh, people mispronounce them, and that's just the way it's makubal to say the word, even though in lashon kodesh it's incorrect. So he says the chiddush of the mission is salkadait b'chamina, that if you make a neder in lashon kodesh and establish, it's not a good neder. Kamash malon, that since l'maisa the nochrim speak that way, even though it's only a shibush, it's a neder gomer. And the kolshkein shalosh and nochrim kolshkein if he spoke a real language. Akoponim, you see in the Rambam and the Ran that the case of kinuyim, even in Shalashoines, Lashon Ochrim, is not a real language. It's a Lashon like the Ram says, Lashon Ilgim, like the Ran says, it's a Lashon that came from a Shibush. So you could say that when the Ritva says that it only works in that place, he's talking about this particular Inyan over here, that it's not a regular Lashon of Nochrim, it's a Lashon of Shibush. So in Mela, that's why it only works in that place. V'raya l'davar, this is that the Ritva in Bava Basra, that Kuf Samach Dalan Omen Beis, he brings two ways of learning the Mishnah, and he's machriya like the Ran, that the case over here is that it's not a proper Lashon, it's a Lashon of Shibush. Memela, based on that Ritva, we can understand the Ritva by us, the beginning of Endorim, that says that it works only in that place. That's very gishmak, because he's talking about a Lashon which is not a real Lashon. But getting back to the Mishabur by Kriyishma, but if you say Kriyishma and you want to say Kriyishma in Chinese and you're located in Spain, there's no reason why it shouldn't work. Chinese is a real language. It's not just like the Mishabur says Lashon, it's like a Heskin. You see in the Rishonim here, there's two kinds of Lashonis. There's something that's just the way people mispronounce, and then there's a real language. A real language, even though it's not Misina, it's not Lashon Kodesh, but it has a real Torah Lashon. And in that, the Ran said it was Pashat that Kinoyim works. So you could say that it's also Mestabit, and it should work in every place. Akopana, but you don't have a Raya from this Ritva. So Ba'ifin, that Yesh Mokum Lodan on the two Rais, and Ibezai Hadadina, that you have the Mishabur's Raya from Elvis Megillah, that it should work, and Mukharim can Tuleg, and then the Stimis HaPaiskim, Stimis Rishonim HaPaiskim, in Hilchos Kriyishma, is that nobody says this, as far as we know, So the pashtus is that Shahal HaShoynis would work anywhere. Just to be Messiah the Zach, which is mentioned what the Mishnah Berurah says, that Avada, even though Me'ikar Hadin, you could say Kriyat Shema B'chol HaShoyn, but for Maisa, he says, Kol Tamitzat Hadin, Avala Mitzvah HaMuchra, Udafka B'Lashayn HaKodesh, Avada L'Mitzvah HaMuchra, a person should say it in Lashon Kodesh. Ayin Shom, the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Gimeli, mentions other issues also with saying Kriyat Shema B'Shal HaShoynis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.